everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Amanda Bible, and I am so excited to be chit-chatting with you again today. Now, I feel like it's just been me and you for a couple of weeks now, and I'm kind of loving the vibe. It's been quite some time since I was able to sprinkle some of my magic and mindset and all the manifestation jujus in your, into your inboxes, but onto your speakers and into your world. So I wanted to express complete gratitude for you because you keep supporting me and you keep showing up and you keep listening and I just freaking love it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh my God, wait. So before I get into it, I remembered last week I didn't give you like the whole little update thing on what's going on in the life of Amanda and the fam and all of the things. I remember sharing a couple of weeks ago that we had Cameron tested for egg allergies and all of the things. And so interesting, it came up that he actually doesn't have an allergy, which was like the most relieving thing ever, but also a little bit concerning because when we went to the doctor, they were like, no, he's anaphylactic for eggs. And we're like, okay. So we went and got him tested. And then it comes back that he doesn't actually have the egg allergy. He's just a super sensitive little snuggle bug where he got a little bit of a rash, which is totally fine. This happened with Julian when we went and got him tested too, because our fair little children, they get so red so easily. That was such a relief. Cameron now has tooth number two. I can't even believe it. He's trying to crawl. He's growing so fast. You know, when you think about it in like, I wanted to say in dog years, but in like baby years, like every month is like huge leaps, right? So literally, when I think about like time passing and I'm watching my kids grow, it's just incredibly wild because at the end of the day, like time is passing and things are happening all around us. And if we don't use this time and really just stay present and do the things that excite the hell out of us, then like, what is all of this for anyway, right? It's just, today is the day that you are going to start fresh and do the thing that you were said you were going to do. Julian has every week he does soccer and he was learning how to dribble the ball and kick it into the goal and he was doing all these happy dances and stuff. It was like the cutest thing ever and I am just so excited to watch him develop love for animals and sports and all of the things that he's doing because he'll come home and he's just talking a mile a minute about his soccer and all of the things that are going on. And it's just the cutest thing. Another really exciting thing that we have going on too is me and a really good friend of mine are opening up a brick and mortar in our hometown. So that is actually a surprise. I'll be talking about that in a couple of months once it's like all up and running and everything like that. But if you are in local to the New Jersey area, something really amazing is coming your way, people, and it's going to fill a huge gap. So very, very excited about that. And then today I wanted to talk about gratitude and morning rituals and things that you can do to really just strengthen the vibe for the morning to set your tone for the day. And, you know, as a busy mom, I feel like I can totally get where like other moms come in or other people who are super duper busy come in and they're like, oh my God, I can't do like a 9-hour morning routine. It's like, that's not the vibe. But I can totally relate to that because I used to be so intimidated by the morning routines that people used to say like, oh, I'm, you know, meditating for an hour and then I journal for 7 hours and then I do this for 6 hours and blah, 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 blah. But when I started my personal development journey and really my intro into self-development, the idea of having a morning routine and of course a magical morning routine, it wouldn't be something coming from me if it wasn't magical, right? Was introduced to me and I didn't completely buy into it at first, but I did make a commitment to myself to at least try it before knocking the idea. And I want to welcome you to think about like what feels really good for you as far as a morning routine goes. And I'm not talking like the 12-hour morning routine that everybody talks about or like all of these crazy rituals in the morning. I want you to think about something that works really well that you can commit to on a daily basis that's going to set the vibe and set the tone for the entire day. The first and most important step to a new routine, of course, is just just making the commitment to do it repeatedly. So I think I share all these quotes all of the time, but repetition creates the habit, and habit then becomes a part of who you are. So if you want to be somebody who is a morning person who has a high vibe morning routine, then repeatedly doing it is going to make it habitual. That's the first step, is just making that commitment. And then after that, it just becomes habit, right? You want to think about what feels really high vibe for you to do in the morning and commit to doing one small thing every day so that it becomes a part of who you are. So for me, after about a week of waking up super early, I actually started to feel really empowered and really excited to be this new morning person. Now, I'm not saying go out there and have like 4 a.m. wake up, but think about what time you want to be waking up and then commit to it. And then maybe it's just about having a quiet cup of coffee or waking up and doing a little meditation or gratitude or setting an intention or working out or whatever these things are that are important to you. But I would think about where you want to be maybe 6 months or a year from now, and just kind of transport yourself into that moment and ask your higher self, like, what are some of the things that you do in the morning that feel really good? And this will literally transform your entire day. So when you live your day high vibe or start your day high vibe, it's actually going to create like a really positive cycle for the rest of the day. If you wanted to start your day with a visualization or something that you're manifesting, then write that down. If you want to start the day with, you know, brain dumping all of the things that you want to achieve that day, write it down. When you picture your one-year goal and you think about all of the things that you want, and this plays into what we talked about last week, but this is going to help you create those small, tangible steps that you do every single day that you're actually able to cross off the list. And I don't know about you guys, but like, I carry a notebook with me all of the time and all of the places, and I'm always writing out my daily non-negotiables, and like, it feels so good to cross something off of that list. Don't you agree? Like, have you ever, this is something really funny, and I'm sure people can relate to this. Have you ever just like wrote things down on a list just to cross it off? Cause like, I used to do that all of the time, and it's actually really funny because now I intentionally write all these things down and then I get to cross them off and I'm like, hell yeah, the momentum is happening. And it doesn't have to be like crazy things that you're writing on this list. It could be something as simple as like doing the laundry or doing the dishes or emptying the dishwasher or bringing things to the laundromat or the dry cleaner or, you know, picking your kid up from school or going food shopping, making a grocery list. These are all things that could end up on your daily non-negotiable list where like you get to cross it off and then it feels really good. So your mind, actually, this is interesting, your mind is highly symbolic. So when you write things down and then cross it off, you're like, hell yeah, I made another step forward. Like, this feels really good. That is something I highly suggest, because writing out the to-do list and seeing it on paper is actually going to be so beneficial, because now you don't have all of these things that are cluttering your mind. Instead, you're putting it out on paper. Another thing that I would suggest doing in the morning too is just, what kind of inspired action can you take today? Something that feels really fun, something that you can show up for yourself. Maybe it's having a coffee, or maybe it's making a matcha, or maybe it's trying a new recipe, or taking a walk outside, or reading a chapter of a book that you've committed to. But something that inspires you that will help also to propel you forward. Another thing that you can think about is like, what is something that can support my overall goal? Or what is something that supports that overall version of me that I want to become? So maybe you want to learn something new, right? Or maybe you want to clean out a drawer and declutter your space. Or maybe you want to connect with an old friend or make a new connection and just freaking go for it. My morning routines these days actually are super short, aside from, you know, going to the gym. So I'll set my alarm in the morning. I'll go to the gym. And then when I get back, I take a really quick shower. And then like, the kids wake up. But in between all of that, I write down a couple of the things that I need to complete that day. And I legit write one paragraph out. And the paragraph is setting the tone for the day, all the amazing things that I want to achieve and all of the amazing things that I'm manifesting. And it really helps me to shift my focus to what I do want to be creating instead of what I don't want to be creating. So when we write these things out, again, playing into what we talked about last week, when we write these things out on a daily basis and make it a part of like our morning routine, you're actually training your mind to continue to focus on all of the things that you do want. And if you're somebody who likes affirmations, maybe you want to do affirmations in the mirror. Maybe you want to do a gratitude list or something. But having the repeated action that is going to allow you to show up for yourself every single day is really going to set the tone that's going to provide you with a really incredible day. And look, shit happens, life happens, things happen in between. It's really just a matter of working with your mindset, because your mindset is the driving force behind everything, okay? Like your mind is your entire subconscious mind. It like bathes your whole body. So if you are feeling a certain way or thinking about a certain thing or constantly, you know, focusing on all the things that you don't want, like your body is literally reacting to this, okay? So your mind is actually processing so much information all of the time. So being able to train your mind to focus on not just the positive, but what you want to be creating is going to help with that forward moving action. Another thing that I love to do every single morning is EFT tapping. It's super easy to do, and I'll get into that and like a little bit more about EFT tapping in the next episode. But EFT tapping has essentially allowed me to release so much shit that doesn't serve me. And another really cool thing is that I've been using it with Julian, and Julian, obviously he's 2.5. He doesn't understand it, and he'll probably never remember it. However, it's going to shape who he is. So if you're a mom, I invite you to do something really fun or something really empowering with your kids on a daily basis, because our kids model us, meaning like they literally are parrots, okay? Like to the extent that Julian like uses fucking context, which I'm not really proud of, but like it's a thing. It's real. I curse, whatever. So if your kid's doing that, it's because they hear you saying it a lot, and then they're going to use it in a way that is either empowering or not. And like he learns this stuff at school too. And like sometimes he'll come home and I'm like, where did you even learn that from? But like that's how much of a sponge kids are too. So like if you're setting the tone for your day in a high vibe way, you're showing up for yourself on a regular basis, like your kids are going to see that, right? And then they're going to realize, oh wow, it's okay for me to do this too. Like I get to show up for myself. I get to follow through and do the things that I say I'm going to do. I get to, you know, do tapping or do a visualization or have a quiet cup of coffee or say affirmations. Like it's not always about the action. It's more so about just the follow through. Okay. So think about what's really important for you to do as a part of your morning routine and start doing it. And again, like the repeated action is going to then help you become that version of you that you desire. So maybe you want to make a list about all the things that you want to be feeling or the way that you want to be being, and get like fancy with it. Have fun with it. Think about like, what are the things that you do in like your leadership self or your happiest self, and make one commitment for one action and do that on a daily basis. Today, I want you to ask yourself, in 1 year from now, what does my morning routine look like? What does this version of me do? And map it out. And start implementing one thing at a time. Keep it simple. The simpler it is, the more empowered you'll feel, because it'll be easy to do. It'll become a part of who you are. And then in 1 year from now, you're going to thank yourself for starting today. So what are you thankful for today? What are you grateful for today? And what actions are you committed to taking today, moving forward, so that you can have a really awesome morning routine? That's it for today's episode. I just wanted to get on here, give you a quick little bite-sized piece, and I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, if you want to apply for the Mindset and Manifestation course that I have coming out, it will be launching in real life in July, but we're taking applications now. When you apply now, before we launch it to the public, because this is just for the podcast listeners, it will be 50% off. So you can go ahead and click apply now in the show notes, apply to it. It's going to take you through the different modules that you'll experience over the next couple of weeks. I'll also be giving you like little snippets of what to expect. It's going to be so amazing. And remember, you guys asked for this. I have so many messages from so many of you saying like, do something on mindset, do something on manifestation 101, clarity on my goals. So I've taken all of your advice and put it all into an amazing experience that you are going to absolutely love. Continue listening, continue showing up. And if this sounds like something that you would like to apply for, go ahead and apply below. I can't wait to hear from you. And as always, if you loved today's episode, like, subscribe, review, all of the things, all of the places, share it with a friend. And remember, you are you, and that is your superpower. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye.